Hello, it is I, Chickpea. And I'm currently re-recording something that I recorded just a little while ago that was 20 minutes long because I want to try and get it down to about 5 minutes. But I like to talk. I like the sound of my own voice, so I accidentally padded it up a little too much. But basically, I've got a few things that I just wanted to talk about. Have a seat. You're in trouble. Just kidding. No, you're not. There'll be some trouble. But instead of writing a really long text post, I thought I'd just talk it out in this audio that I've decided to call "What in the Fresh Fuck of Bel-Air is Going On?" Because honestly, what in the fresh fuck of Bel-Air is going on right now? As always, feedback is always appreciated. If you want to respond to anything I've said, or you have any ideas or advice or suggestions, it's all welcome. The council will receive your queries and do something with them. Something meaningful. Okay. Basically, this audio is just gonna be me projecting, talking about just Chickpea as a whole, as a concept, as a channel. It's not a channel, a profile, subreddit, content creator, all of those things, kind of, maybe. But I really just wanted to express how thankful I am for you guys. We've got a little community going on here, and I like it a lot. There's people who always listen, there are lurkers, there are, you know, people who crack jokes, always respond to my stuff, and I just want to say I appreciate you all very much. And this would be a great opportunity to tell you guys that I really like feedback. I have a praise kink. Well, I do, but that's not why I like feedback. I like feedback because I want to make good content for you guys. And this past little while has just been so crazy and weird with me trying to get a schedule going and me trying to figure out what content I want to make. It's been very weird and messy in my classic style because I don't have an organized bone in my body. Actually, all my ribs are out of order. And everything else is backwards. My spine is, it's not organized. It's a sipne, because it's all over the place. That was terrible. No, but yeah, I love hearing from you guys, and I really want to know what you guys want from me. I kind of shot myself in the foot a little bit because I do keep my DMs closed, and that's just because you obviously can't like receive pictures on Reddit, but enough of the time, chats go from "Hey, I liked your audio" to "Do you want to see my dick?" And I'm sure you guys all have lovely dicks, but I don't want to dwell on this too long, but that's why I keep them closed. It's not even the majority of people, it's not most people, but I'm thinking of maybe coming up with like a different system, a way so people can anonymously give me feedback, because people might not want to put themselves all up out in the open on the comments on audios. So that brings me to this first point. I was thinking of maybe making a subreddit. Usually you make a subreddit when you've got like a lot of people who are kind of into the same thing, but I think it would be a good way to kind of give you guys a space where it's just my content, because you guys know I like to make memes. Terrible memes, by the way. But sometimes I'll post them on my, like, with my Chickpea profile, and then I'll delete them later because it'll start getting full of those things, and I feel like it just might be confusing for people who are trying to find my audios and stuff. But anyways, yeah, I thought maybe I'll do that. I can put, like, a feedback form on there. You can find all my stuff in there. If you guys want me to post terrible memes every once in a while that are relevant, I'll do it. And yeah, so let's look towards that. Another thing I wanted to talk about is just some worries I've had. This isn't anything that's sparked by you guys, for sure. It's just personal worries because I'm a worry wart. And, you know, it's good to talk about stuff. It's kind of one of the best kind of therapies, IMO. But I'm not a therapist, so don't take my word for anything. But I think around December of last year, January of this year, my listenership dropped quite a bit, and that could literally be for any reason. 2020's a mess. Things are weird. But I just, you know, originally thought that maybe I'm just not making content that was as good as I used to. I hope that's not the case, but you never know. And, you know, it's not like numbers, upvotes, and all that stuff is the most important thing to me. It's not, definitely. But I do use those things to gauge whether or not I'm making good content that people like to hear. And I want to continue making good content. And I realized, kind of, in order to do that, as cliche as it sounds, I just need to make stuff that I like to make and that I feel I'm good at. That feels weird to say for me because in my eyes, I make, like, fan service, and so it should serve the fans, which would mean making stuff that other people, like, actually like, right? But I've been trying to find a niche for a while now, and if I do it right, if I find a niche, things will just fall into place, because people who are attracted to that kind of stuff will come on in. And instead of having to wonder and make audios that it's not that I don't want to make them, but there's other stuff that I'd do better at, I could just do the stuff that I do better at. And at first I was very apprehensive about it, because honestly, the audios that I like to make are like Monster Girl audios and kink audios, and those aren't necessarily normal things. Like, let's be honest, you don't like Monster Girls unless you're a degenerate weeb. And that's coming from me, the head of the Degenerate Weeb Council. That's not true. But it's just not the usual stuff. Not everybody is into that. But I still want to make it. I say that not everybody's into that, I mean, because not everybody is, but some of my best audios are like the Succubus Girl, the Alien Girl, stuff like that, right? And I want to do that stuff. I want to do that. I'm still going to post like Domestic P and GFE and soft shit audios because I love those. But I also want to do like Breath of the Wild stuff because I really love Breath of the Wild and I've got a few ideas. So I'm definitely going to try and make stuff that I like to make. And I hope you guys like it too. Again, just because I'm doing this doesn't mean I'm criticism proof, but be gentle because I'm soft and I will cry. But honestly, no. Constructive criticism, my favorite thing. So just tell me what you think about that. And I've got some stuff that I'm going to upload. I'm trying to find time to upload. I tried to have a schedule for the longest time, but I just realized it's not going to work. I do this as a hobby, and it's not that deep. If I make a banger audio every once in a while, that's good to me, instead of trying to crank out stuff to keep up to some sort of quota that doesn't even exist, right? Right. I want to do more stuff on Pillow Talk, on some, you know, not erotic work per se, but domestic stuff, romantic stuff, even some non-romantic stuff. It's October 1st, you know what that means. It's Halloween for the next 30 days. 31 days. It's always Halloween. That's what matters. But last year, Halloween was big for me because this is the perfect time to make Monster Girl audios. And I love Halloween and I love Monster Girls. So I'm going to use this time to put that kind of content out. And, you know, I might post more at this time. I usually post more around like holidays because it's a great opportunity for me to make the audios that I like. We'll see what happens. No scheduling though. Sorry about that. But yeah, this is getting long. I know I said 5 minutes, but I lied. That's just kind of the stuff I wanted to talk about. What's coming up? How I'm feeling? What's going on? I really, truly do want to hear what you guys want from me. I would love to make stuff as long as it doesn't go against any of my hard limits and makes me uncomfy, which, is not a lot, evidently enough. I genuinely would love to make things that you guys want to hear. Even if one person's like, hey, make this, I will make it. But yeah, that's that. And yeah, thank you for listening. And we're gonna keep going. October is a new month, and I'm not gonna let 2020 kick my ass any longer. And I'm not gonna let it kick your guys' asses either. 2020 is giving you a problem, I'll show up and politely ask it to stop. Thank you so much.